from the Gospel of Luke. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees who loved money heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, "You justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in my previous treks through Michigan, I used to really enjoy going to a certain apple orchard because it operated on the honor system. There was a scale, paying for the money, and an indication of how much the apples cost per pound, and you were on your own to go out and pick the apples and weigh them yourselves and make the correct change. I always felt great going there every fall because if the rancher trusted me, then I trusted him. I knew that I was getting good apples at a good price. It was only a small thing, but it made a big difference in my life. In Japan recently, we've heard about a great thing. After the terrible tsunami, the police reported that over $78 million worth of money and possessions were brought back to police stations by people who found wallets under mud and floating safes left behind after the tsunami. Here was great honesty, a great thing, everybody helping one another by bringing back what was owed to another. In today's reading from Luke, Jesus tells us that the person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. Rush Kidder, in his book, How Good People Make Tough Choices, calls this ethical fitness. Practicing doing the right thing, practicing being honest in the small things, like in that apple orchard in Michigan, prepares one to do the right thing for great events, like after the tsunami in Japan. In today's excerpt from Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul says to the Romans, "Greet Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life." Here is another example. We know from the story of Prisca and Aquila that their relationship with Paul began with very small things, doing little favors for Paul, little helps along the way. And then they became companions and got more and more involved in Paul's mission and eventually became Paul's great friends. And so Paul recommends them to the Romans and says, "You can trust them. I've known them for a long time. I've seen what they've done for small things and for big things." And my friends talking about big things, how can we forget the sad story of Bernie Madoff, who had collapsed in front of him, a financial Ponzi scheme worth $65 billion. Here, my friends, was no ethical fitness, no moral courage. What began at a small scale, what began at a scale that Bernie Madoff could have turned it all around very easily, became so big that he couldn't turn it around, and eventually it all collapsed. His own two sons had to turn in their own father to the FBI. Madoff's wife Ruth and his son Andrew do not communicate anymore with their father, who will be in prison for the rest of his life. His other son, Mark, he was so devastated by what happened that he ended up committing suicide. Small things, big things. Bernie Madoff lied to everyone, including his own family and to himself. Big and small, big and great, Bernie Madoff did all the wrong things and paid a huge price. As Jesus says,